All right, good evening. This is KD2FM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Kevin James. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater at 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break the net at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Come now, please. All right, the Boonville Amateur Radio Club holds their monthly meeting on the third Tuesday of every month except December, February, and March. Next monthly meeting will be on June 21st, 2016 at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Art and Community Center at 106 Schuyler Street in Boonville, New York. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and it still is not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. This is KD2FPM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? Come now, please.
This is K2KLV, Kilo 2, Kilo Lincoln Bravo, Dean in Tonawanda, New York.
Okay, Dean, you jumped the gun on me there, but that's okay. This is KD2FM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. We're looking for Echolink stations that are wishing to check in. I have a check-in of K2KLB. That'll be Dean, and I'm looking for any further stations on Echolink. Come now, please. All right, K2KLB, Dean, you have the floor. How are you doing tonight? And I didn't quite catch where you were checking in from. Go ahead, take it away, Dean. K2KLB, this is KD2FPM.
K2KLB, Dean in Tonawanda, New York, 15 minutes north of Buffalo, 15 minutes south of Niagara Falls. Beautiful evening here, just listening around, nothing newsworthy to pass along. That's about it.
Okay, Dean, yeah, we have our net every night at 9 o'clock, and you're always welcome to check in, and there's usually about three or four of us that float through here on Echolink, and there's a bunch of others out there, so... Actually, I don't see anyone else in Echolink at this moment. I thought I saw another one pop in, but I was mistaken, apparently. All right, this is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I will now take calls from regular members and guests. Come now, please.
N2PFM, November 2, Papa Foxtrot Mike. Good evening, Kevin James, and how are you?
N2OIQ, good evening, Kevin.
KC2WI.
WA to you.
And KC2NBU.
Okay, nice call up there. Wow, you got a good cluster there. I'll start at the bottom of the list. KC2NBU, Ray. WA to you, John. KC2WI, Pete. N2OIQ, Dan, and we'll start at the top of the list. N2PFM, George, how are you doing tonight?
Well, good evening, Kevin, and everyone on the net. Could you ever come to that meeting? See, I don't drive at night, so I don't get there. We had a temperature now of 54 degrees. Range today was 32 to 72, and a good amount of sunshine today. And things seem to be quieting down here, for which I'm very grateful. So once I'm listening to it, KC2WI, when it's just time to come in, I left a message on the phone, and I'd like to know if you are going to that AmFest Saturday, to let me know. I'd like to ride along if possible. Okay, well, that'll say God bless. 73 Zen2PS, I'm clear.
Okay, George, yeah, I feel bad that I wasn't able to meet up with you, but hey, you got to hear me on a real RF unit last night. That was my mobile unit in my Jeep, and so you guys got a little treat last night as I was able to visit in the Boonville area, so that was really cool. All right, N2OYQ, our club president, Dan, go ahead, take the floor. Tell us what's going on in your part of the world.
Hey, good evening, Kevin. James, this is N2OYQ here, and it was nice to meet you last night and at the meeting, and it was a really nice turnout, and that was good. And today, it was a really nice day out today, a lot of sun, and I didn't do a whole lot outside. I went to town today down in Bobville, and they had some things to do, and my favorite place down there where I was stopping to was Boys of Bobville, so I went in there, and yeah, I come home, and I was going to mow the lawn, but I guess I decided I'm going to mow tomorrow, so tomorrow's going to be a good day too, so. Anyway, but from here, back to you, have a good evening, and to a YQ clear.
Okay, Dan, yeah, the pleasure was mine last night, and like I say, I enjoy chatting with you guys, and coming up there, I mean, I had some stuff going on in Utica, and I was just a stone's throw away, so I figured, hey, why not drive up and plan it all together? And I had some dinner and everything, so I made a nice day of it. So no complaints whatsoever. All right, we'll move down the list. KC2WI, Pete, what's going on over your way?
KC2WI, okay. I worked from 10:30 until I think 7:30, 7:45 I left the place, and so I never really got out. Looked like it was going to be real nice and sunny, and I guess it was probably a real nice day, but when I was looking outside, I was seeing that it was, not really bright necessarily. It was a little overcast, but seemed like nice. It was still quite warm when I left the Tug Hill there at 7:45, so the high here it says was 67, and I probably, if I had hustled, I could have got out my lawnmower and started cutting the grass. It's getting high, but that'll have to wait. And I got an email from the son of my customer up at the Big Moose Lake, and Windows 10 is changing positions of the desktop icons, which I haven't seen. I have a suspicion why it's happening, which is that they're turning the monitors off. Although I do that all the time on my Windows 10, and it doesn't change anything. So I don't know. But this has been a problem. This is one of those idiotic things that that Microsoft just never has fixed. You know, they can make live tiles that give you stock quotes and what's trending and the latest gossip, and they can have nice visual effects and little doggies that scratch the ground when you do search, which they did in Windows XP, and all kinds of nonsense. But they can't fix a simple thing like making sure that Windows leaves your desktop icons where you put them. It's just, it's absolute insanity. They get away with it because they've got most of the market. Most people are unwilling to switch. You can't call Microsoft. You call them for a problem like this on your brand new Windows 10 computer, they say, oh, well, what's your support contract number? And you say, what do you mean support contract? This is a brand new computer, shouldn't do this. Well, for $495, you could talk to somebody for a one-time, one-time support incident. $495, that's the price. I'll say it again. If you don't need Windows because you're not doing some program that only runs on Windows, like maybe QuickBooks, And I haven't tried running QuickBooks in the Wine or one of the emulators. That might actually even work. Don't use Windows. Use Linux. Tell Microsoft where to stick it. It's a great alternative. Anyway, other than that, like I said, I got a lot done today in terms of, you know, working, and it was all billable hours pretty much, so that's good. But other than that, didn't do anything much. Enjoyed the meeting last night, and and playing around with FLDigi afterwards and all that. And that probably we could do a little workshop, technical workshop there, sometime in the next couple of months or something, and get people going on that. Anyway, looking forward to the Hamfest up in Watertown or DePauville. I don't know where DePauville is. I'm going to have to kind of look it up on the map or get the talk in. And George, as far as a ride up there, I may be going with my friend Kate to LML if he goes, and what I was thinking of doing is, it'll be over by 1 o'clock probably. So I was thinking, well, since I'm up there, it's supposed to be 75, I will take the opportunity to, I don't know if I'm going to put my canoe on the car or anything like that, but to go over to the lake and go to the beach or, walk down the, what do they call that, south of Southwood Beaches, there's a name for it, but, so probably that's what I'm going to do, so I wouldn't be coming right back here, and I got a phone call. It's probably my father, because he always calls when I'm on the radio, but KC2WI.
Okay, Pete, yeah, I wanted to say, I know you're probably on the phone already, but I'll say it quick. I wanted to thank you last night for sharing FLDigi and making a little more sense of that for me. And like I said, I got to muscle in here at some point when I get a minute to think straight and not get bothered too much, and I'll get mine all set up and we'll try it. So, all right, and like I said, once again, thanks, Pete. That was really cool last night, spending some time and having you show me some of the logistics of it. That was really nice, so appreciate it. All right, move down the list, WA2U. John, how are things out on the Hinkley Reservoir tonight?
Yeah, okay, very good. Doing a little bit of experimenting here. WA2U here, it's 51 degrees at the northeast end of Hinkley Reservoir. So all is well here. Had a very good day. Got up today, and Kathy and I took off with our neighbor, and we went down over to Poland, I guess, and two of the little villages. We picked up our burn permit, although we agreed not to use until, I guess, the 21st, and our neighbor picked up one, Sandy picked up one, so we got that, stopped at a greenhouse on the way back, and Kathy fired up the lawnmower and got 90% of the lawn done, and she really enjoys doing that with the new lawnmower. And what else? While she was doing that, I was put about 8 miles on the elliptical. So that worked out rather nicely, and had some packages show up and did some stuff on the internet, checked out a few things, and computers. There's always something going on, although we have Frontier up here. And we had Time Warner in Syracuse, so you have a real appreciation for the time difference and the computers. I have a radio on this evening. I just put it in a memory, not a memory, a VFO, encode decode of 118.8. So I don't even hear the tone, but I'll take that off when I'm the beep on the repeater. I hear you, Kevin James, because it's decoding the echo link, but it's not decoding the rest of it. So I'll put it back in a regular. I want to see what it sounded like. So it's kind of interesting. If people put the 118.8 in a radio, you'll only hear echoing and you won't hear the other stuff going on. I got a call from a fellow who was in Dayton today. He just arrived NA2A and got his motorhome all set up and get ready for the Dayton Hamvention. So he's all squared away and ready to wheel. wheel and deal and by and take that in. It was 72 degrees out there. He had a good trip. He comes up from Florida, goes to Dayton, and then he drives up from Dayton up here. So he'll be up in the Rumson area. So, Kevin, I'll turn it back over to you, and hope everyone has a great evening. And see what's going on tomorrow. Probably won't be around tomorrow. Tomorrow's Thursday. There's some people coming over. I doubt if we'll be out around the fire ring, but tomorrow's 8:07 day. 8:07 tomorrow at 7 or whatever. So we kind of look forward to that. WATU, back to that.
Okay, John, yeah. As a matter of fact, I was going to say myself, Kathy likes to play with the lawn tractor. I'm kind of in that same mode. I probably would have done 9 miles on the lawn tractor before I would have done on the elliptical. But, yeah, and unfortunately, I probably look a little bit like that, too. And I know you guys met me last night, so if you're chuckling, I understand. So I'm on a seafood diet. Unfortunately, it's not the stuff that comes out of the ocean right now. I mean, I'm supposed to be a good boy tonight, but because I've got a physical tomorrow. But normally if I see it, I eat it. So, but that's a bad joke. So with that, we'll move down the list. This is KD2FPM Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. And we're looking for KC2NBU. Ray, how are things over your way?
Still very nice. It's still 55 degrees. I still have to go back out to the shop for another hour. I've got an inspection to do, but meanwhile, I'm trying to install a new dishwasher. Got 15 years out of the old one and ready to send it down the road. Dumped a couple hundred dollars in parts into the old one over the past year, and it's every time I touch something, something else breaks. So, enough's enough.
Yeah, I must say, trying to get rid of an old machine is always a sad thing, especially when you put money into it. So, all right, I tell you what, we'll throw another call out there. It's KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Taking calls for regular members and guests are now actually open floor to everyone at this point. So anyone that's out there, come down, please. All right, are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Come now, please. Okay, I'll just throw one more in there for myself. Right now I'm in Oneonta, as usual. Got 57 degrees on the outside. Hit a high of 69 today. Had some beautiful sunny skies. Clouds kept kind of coming through from time to time. And actually, it wasn't too bad of a day at all down here, so no complaints whatsoever there. But I had to race over to the fire department myself this evening really quick. That's why I'm here. My fire chief, he normally would have tried to do this net himself tonight, but he had another meeting he had to go to, and I had to pick up a sump pump because I got to pump cover off the pool tomorrow when I'm back up in the Mohawk Valley. So now I'm going to have some fun up there tomorrow. Plus, like I say, I got to go see my doctor in the morning and have my annual physical, which will be exciting. So I'm trying to be, like I said, I'm trying to behave myself tonight and not overdo, so that way I have a interesting blood chemistry tomorrow. So, all right, with that, I'll throw out one more call for any comments, queries, or late check-ins. This is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. All right, I'll throw out one more final call for any comments, queries, or late check-ins. Final call for the Black River Valley Service Net. Come now, please. Okay, hearing none, I will now close the Black River Valley Service Net at 2121 local time and return the frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank everyone who checked in tonight. We had K2KLB Dan over in Tonawanda near the Buffalo area, Niagara. In fact, I'm familiar with that area. I'm sorry, Dean. That was Dean over in Tonawanda. And like I say, I've been over there. I used to work in the Erie County Public Safety Building, so really neat place out there. I also want to thank N2PFM, George, N2OIQ, Dan, KC2WI, Pete, WA2U, John, and KC2NBU, the repeater owner, Ray. So thank you guys so much for checking in tonight. And for those of you listening on the scanners, we always appreciate you being there with us. So until tomorrow night, I will say 7-3, and I'll also be clearing this repeater through the Echolink system. This is KD2FTM. I'll be clear.
Good evening, no traffic.
Roger, KC2NBU. Good evening, Ray. Thank you for your check-in. Much appreciated. Calling for Octen. Calling for Octen. All stations are welcome, with or without traffic. Octen would like to thank the Boonville Amateur Radio Club for allowing Octen to use their repeater.